What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. I hope so far, if y'all still listening, which I see some of y'all listening, I hope you enjoyed it thus far. I have so much more I want to get out on this podcast. And yeah, today is one of my serious days. And I'm still sick yet again. So, yes, I sound like Susie. Or, I don't know, trannies. I don't know. But, yeah. Today, I want to talk about mental health. And it's a serious topic to me. If you know me personally, you know why already. And if you don't know me after today, you will know a little bit of why it's such an important topic to me. This subject is just important to me because I feel like it's not talked about enough, especially by, like, Black people. A lot of Black people don't know what mental health is. Like, for real, seriously, they don't know. They have no idea. They think that just certain behaviors are just the person, and they want to do that or they want to act like that. Black people are not really educated. And there's some white people too. It's a lot of people in this world, not just Black people, that are not educated on mental health. But I just see it a lot in the Black community. I mean, I'm fucking Black, so yeah. Two people close to me have mental health issues, and they're very close to me. One of them is my mother, and then the other one is my ex-boyfriend. And I was with him the longest out of any. That was the longest relationship and the most serious relationship I've ever had. And today I'm gonna dedicate this show to my ex-boyfriend. His name is, I'm gonna call him Tony in this episode. That is one of his names. My ex, he passed away, but I'm dedicating this episode to him because we always talked about how it's important for people to talk about it and, you know, get it out there and try to help people with this. Because it's real. It's fucking real and it's scary. Like, I don't know. You know, we complain a lot. I know my age range does. We complain a lot, but we don't realize how blessed we are that we don't wake up mentally unstable. Because it's really hard to live like that. So, let me just jump right into it. First thing you need to know about mental health is the different types of mental health. So, you have depression, and depression can come in postpartum. You can have major depression. You can have bipolar depression. It's different types of depression. Depression is just not just one thing. Then you have alcohol and substance abuse. You have anxiety, ADHD, ADD, eating disorders, OCD, PTSD, schizophrenia, social anxiety, sex addiction. That's a mental health issue. I don't know. People don't take that shit seriously. Like, but that's a mental issue, sexual addiction. You got insomnia. That's kind of mental too. Borderline personality disorder. You got Alzheimer's. That is a mental disease. Panic attacks. You have like a bereavement kind of depression. That's when someone close to you dies or, like, you know, dealing with death. And I wanted to shout out, or not shout out, but kind of put out there some of the mental illnesses so that you know. I know people probably listening to this and like, damn, I didn't know Alzheimer's is a mental illness. It is. It affects your mental. Like, you don't be remembering what the fuck is what. Like, you be spazzing out and shit. I've been watching Grey's Anatomy, and the main character's mom had it, and she acted bipolar. She was just spazzing out. She didn't remember shit. She was saying mean shit to her daughter. You could tell it was like shit she probably felt. I don't know. You never know with them if they really feel how they saying. You want to believe that they don't because it could be so nasty, but who knows? You're not in their world. You'll never know. You'll never know the extent of having a mental illness if you don't really have it. So, let's take a sip of water. My mom and my ex were bipolar. And I'm not, you know how people be like, oh, they're bipolar. That bitch is crazy. She's bipolar. No, I'm not talking about this. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about taking pills every day to control your mental illness and control your personality and your whole outlook on, or try to control your outlook on life. Like, literally having to take medicine for this every day of your life, every day you wake up, every day that you, every night that you go to sleep, having to take pills. And they're not, they don't be little ass pills. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they got to take more than one. Like my ex-boyfriend, he had to take like two or three different fucking pills. Who the fuck wanna live like that? Imagine if you older and you got like, God forbid, like high blood pressure and some other shit. You gotta take all this fucking medicine. Like, it's hard. It has to be. But back to a lot of black people we don't know. And I think it's because we kind of try sweep it under the rug. And I just don't understand why. It's not a fucking subject that needs to be swept under the rug. It needs to be fucking talked about. So when you see this shit in person, you know what the fuck to do. Maybe you could save a life. Like, dead ass. Dead ass. I seen this energy, this interview with, I say energy, I'm burnt. I seen this interview with YG, and he was saying that he didn't know what mental illness was, but then when he kind of looked at some videos, or I don't know if he went to like a seminar or something, he went to like a meeting or something, they started talking about it, and he said when they named some of the symptoms, he was like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I suffer from that. And he actually went, no, this was on a Breakfast Club, that's when he said that, yep, he said that he went to like a shrink, a counselor or whatever, a therapist once, but he just, at least he realized, like, damn, I got some of these symptoms, maybe I need to go see a therapist and, you know, explore more and get help. So I thought that was cool, and that shit made me like him even more. So I'm gonna tell you a little bit about my experience with mental health and shit. Sometimes I be having mental health issues too. I'm just put it the fuck out there, life ain't peachy fucking king. As you know, you never know what the next person is going through, and it could always be worse. But my ex-boyfriend suffered from, the doctors wanted to call it psychosis, but that psychosis is just a general name for all of those fucking mental illnesses, or a big handful of those mental illnesses that I just named. Like, the fuck? So you telling me it's one medicine for psychosis? The fuck no. I always felt like, from doing my own research, and I cared about him so much and I wanted to help him so much, that I really, it made me take time to like research it, because I would want to know what the fuck is going on. Like, let's say with schizophrenia or bipolar, maybe, I don't know. Sometimes people with mental health issues, they hear voices, they believe, they like see things that aren't there. They do things like thoughtlessly spend a lot of money. Like, they'll go out, this is a bipolar thing, they'll go out somewhere and just spend this outrageous amount of money. That's like a upper. And then a downer will be like, they won't get out the bed the whole day. Like, the whole day they just stay in the bed, they won't get out the bed, they won't eat, they won't take a shower, they won't interact with you. It's just depression. Like, that's bipolar depression. They just be in the bed. That could be a downer. When just yesterday they went out and spent, had the time of their life, spent this outrageous amount of money, money they ain't even fucking have, or just do some outrageous shit, like rob something. I don't know. It's like a big spurt of happiness, and then when you go down, it's like really fucking low, like rock bottom low. It is crazy. I seen this shit. I can't make this shit up. I seen this shit with my own eyes. I used to get accused of shit, that bogus shit, like shit that just don't make sense. Like, you know what's wrong with me, and then you just don't want to help me. You don't want to help me get rid of this mental illness. Like, I've been accused of that, and I just felt so sad. I really, it makes me sad, because when you see somebody suffering like that, you try so hard to, you try so hard to save them, and it's really nothing you could do, because they can't help it. That's how they were born. Like, a person, just because a person has mental illness, that does not mean that they're not a good person. Like, they just always don't make the best decisions, and then some things out of their control. Oh my God, let me get myself together. Just because somebody has a mental illness, it does not mean that they're not a good person. It doesn't mean that they're gonna kill you, or, I mean, sometimes your life can be in danger. I'm not even gonna lie. I would be a fucking liar if I said that sometimes your life wouldn't be in danger, but you never know what you asking somebody, how they're doing. Like, ask your friends, like, are they okay? Talk to your friends. Like, if somebody's close to you, be involved, because people with mental illnesses, they especially, like, everybody needs somebody, but they especially need somebody, because it's so lonely for them. It's so lonely, and they just feel like they feel misunderstood. Out of anything else, they feel misunderstood. They feel different. They just want to be normal. That's all they want. They want to live a normal life. They want to wake up and not hear strange voices in their head telling them bogus shit. They want to live. They want to be able to go in the store like a normal person. Like, my ex-boyfriend could never go in a grocery store with me, or stores. He could do it sometimes, but he had social anxiety so bad that, like, he couldn't do a lot of things with me. I would have to go in the store and do shit by myself. And he's like, I just can't deal with all them people. I feel like everybody's looking at me. And the way he was saying, you could tell he was serious. He was serious. I tried. He was a good person. So I felt like, well, damn, maybe I can help him figure it out, and, you know, a cure, and get on the right path. There is no cure for mental health. But you just want to help them. And I did. I really did. He got himself fucking together. It took a little bit, but he listened to me, and he got himself together. He got on meds, because at first he was not on meds. He was out of fucking control. If my ex's mother hears this, she's probably gonna be mad, but this is my truth too. This is my story. I lived this. This was my life for almost 4 years. So I don't know. They been to a mental institution before I even got with him, and I still got with him. One thing about love, let me tell you something. It don't see shit. Love is blind, and not in a bad sense, but like, I knew he had a mental illness, but I still loved him as a person. He was still a human to me. He was still human. Like, outside of the outrageous things, he was still human. He was very lovable. Like, I can actually say that I know what love is, and he got a lot to do with it. And my first love, too, has a lot to do with it. I still keep in contact. Me and my first love now are best fucking friends. Best fucking friends. So I keep in contact with him. But anyway, me and him dealt with, I dealt with suicide with him, like suicide attempts. Yes, I dealt with a suicide attempt in my life with my ex-boyfriend, and the decision was left up to me of if he should be put back in the institution, and I said no. And I always feel like if I, now that he's gone and no longer here with us, I always felt like from that day that I said no, I'm not helping him. Like, I should have said yeah. Maybe he would still be alive if I had said yeah. I don't know why as big as a decision was fucking left on me. I think I lied and said I was his wife or some shit. It felt like it, fuck. We were fucking engaged. But I said no. And it's because he begged me not to. He was just like, I can't live in there. I can't do what I need to do. I won't be able to work. Nah, I can't go back there. And I said no. I've had to have interventions with him. It was a lot. But I don't regret anything. It taught me so much. I wouldn't be here talking to y'all about this mental health shit today if I didn't go through that experience. It changed my life. It made me see shit for what it is. It made me look at it make you step into somebody else's shoes. Like, you never know what the next person is going through. You don't know a person's story. You really shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Because a lot of people used to say my ex was weird. Yeah, he was weird. He had weird tendencies, but he would fucking give you the shirt off his back, his last dollar, like, always looking out, like, period. Even when we broke up, like, he would still call me and ask me if I needed money, or just a good person and want everybody to win. I have messages from him saying that, you know, I know you're gonna be good, you deserve it, and you work hard. Like, he just a good person. But that's my story. And anybody that's been through mental health, on a side note, if you know me personally, even if it's through Instagram, like, shit, I would love to talk to you about, like, we can exchange stories. Cause shit get real. And sometimes you want to talk about that shit. That's a period of my life I talk about it, but I don't really talk about it in depth. Cause it's like, it gets very deep. It gets very fucking deep. But yeah, we gotta start acknowledging mental health more. These people that be out here doing stupid shit, we're not gonna give them all excuses and be like, oh, they all got mental health. Like, it was a shooting in DC, like, four niggas jumped out of the car and just started spraying the neighborhood, and this little girl got shot. Y'all not gonna say he motherfucking y'all not gonna get him the insanity. They don't do that for black people anyway, that insanity shit. That's some straight white shit. Am I lying? Fuck no. I ain't never seen no, the lawyers ain't letting no black person claim that insanity shit. Them white people be quick with that shit. Like, this woman, she drowned 5 of her kids in a fucking bathtub. I mean, she did. Okay, she's a perfect example because I watched a documentary on her and they were saying that she had postpartum depression and they told her to stop having kids and she kept having them. And she had, she had attempted suicide. I don't know what that lady name is. Just Google, like, lady drowned 5 kids in the bathtub. It happened in, like, 2001 in some country-ass state. I can't even remember. And it's a white lady. But, y'all know her ass claimed insanity. She did have a mental health background, so it kind of could have been true, but I don't know. I'm 50-50 with that shit because I just be like, how the fuck you drown your kids? But she said there was voices talking to her, like, telling her that the kids was, I don't know if they was telling her that the kids was evil and that she needed to save them because they was, like, real big in church too. So, I mean, her husband tried to be there for her. He really did. He did everything he could. He was devastated when he lost his 5 kids. Like, that's some devastating shit. Drowned them one by one in a bathtub and laid them out on their bed. What type of shit? That's some mental illness shit. That is some mental illness shit. Sure ass needs to be in an asylum. But, who knows where she would have been. Maybe she wouldn't have done that if more people just talked to her or just checked on her and see how she was doing, how her mental health was doing. You have to watch the quiet ones. It's usually the really quiet ones. Because, you know, they say the quiet ones is the ones that be snapping. They are. The quiet ones are crazy. My sister is very quiet. But when she goes off, she tees the fuck off like a fucking firecracker. Like, I could get mad, but she gets, like, rage mad. Check on your friends. The quiet ones and the ones who just swear they strong. Like, I've been through my own personal mental health. Like, I went through a deep depression a couple months ago because I lost 2 people very close to me. My aunt died. My aunt was, like, my mom. Like, she fucking raised me. Like, if it wasn't for my aunt, I do lashes. I do eyelashes. If it wasn't for my aunt, I wouldn't have a fucking salon. I wouldn't have an area to do lashes. Like, she told me how to be a woman. She encouraged me. Like, I never imagined losing my aunt so young. I just knew she was going to be here for my kids. Like, and they would, because my mom is sick. But I just, my aunt kind of, you know, stepped in. And not, you can never take my mom's place. Like, my mother is my mother. I came from her. And I act like her like shit. So, my mom is my mom. But my aunt stepped in to help out because my mom couldn't. But she, like, meant the fucking world to me. And I've always been close to my aunt ever since I've been fucking born. I miss her like shit. But I went through a deep depression and then my ex-boyfriend died. He got killed by police. And that shit killed me. That shit killed me. Because this man, yes, he had a mental illness, but me and him loved each other on a soul level. Not even off some like regular love. Like, it was just very toxic because of his mental illness. I couldn't do it anymore. So I had to leave. But I just because you leave, that don't mean you don't love somebody. Like, the whole Mac Miller and Ariana Grande situation, you know, she said she tried to help him. Like, but you can't, she couldn't save him. And she realized that, like, so she walked away. That don't mean she ain't still love him. Now, she moved on kind of fast as shit, and as she always does. But that don't mean she ain't love him. She was with him for, like, 2 years. Yeah. And she laughed at him. I know she's devastated right now. Like, my heart goes out to her. Shit, I'm going through the same shit right now. But I went through a deep depression, and I didn't think I was going to come out of it. I didn't want to do shit. Like I just said, I do lashes. I was done with that shit. I was about to shut the whole operation down. It was going to be no trippy lashes. I just... thank God school was over, because that homework would not have been getting done. I stayed in my house for days. Like, I went to work and came home. That was it. I didn't really want to talk to nobody. I thought I was going crazy, trying to fucking communicate with spirits and shit. My mom was like, y'all better leave them spirits alone. Like, girl, I don't care what no. Oh, that was nasty as fuck. I don't care what nobody say. When people pass, they send you signs that they all right. I don't give a damn about what you talking about, some spirits or whatever. People might call it witchcraft. I don't give a fuck. They be sending you signs, and I never noticed it till I got older, and I lost people back to back. Just talk to people, see how we can help, how you can help them. You never know, you really might save a life. Like, dead ass, don't act like it don't exist. Y'all need to stop sweeping that shit under the rug. You need to talk to people. Be their friend. Be nice. You don't gotta be their friend. Because people use that word friend too fucking loosely. But just talk to people. Check on your friends. That's all I'm gonna say. And educate yourself on mental illness. Because, shit, you could have it and not know it. A lot of people have mental problems and don't even fucking know it. They just don't know what the fuck they think. But this was an important topic to me. I didn't cry with y'all today. But I'll catch y'all in the next episode. This one got a little too deep. But I appreciate my listeners for going there with me and listening. And I'll see y'all next episode.